Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bobo Newsom. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. And now, play ball. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Sierratt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Vernon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreau moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Evans for a passed ball. Boudreau moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Pat Sierratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierratt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a fly ball into center field. Sierratt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pretty picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pretty. Keltner moves to second. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau is hit by the pitch. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Sierra reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. Fleming goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsom covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Travis moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Travis moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Travis scores. Pretty moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. It's Senators, 2, Indians, 2. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds juggles the ball. That's an error on Reynolds. Pretty scores. Hitchcock moves to third. Evans moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Senators. Don Black now pitching. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty strikes out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sierra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Sierra reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Walt Masterson now pitching. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Frankie Hayes. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Rocco pinch hits for Don Black. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Joe Krakauskas is now pitching. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 3 in the game. Cohn bunts towards the mound. Krakauskas fields it and throws to first for the out. Masterson moves to second. 1 out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Masterson moves to third. 2 outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 3 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fleming hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. Fleming reaches third base with a triple. Boudreaux goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 3, Indians, 3. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sierra strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Travis strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Krakauskas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krakauskas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Masterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krakauskas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-3 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierra. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Cohn moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-4 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Case moves to second. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case scores. Fleming moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.